ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Harayos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'ilei Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
We're learning Maseches Harayos, Daf Yud. We're starting the third parak from the beginning of the end, of Daf Tes Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Kayin Mashiach Shechata V'akach Ovim Mishuchusai. If a Kayin Gadol first did a chait, and then he became Ois Kayin Gadol, L'chei Nasi Shechata V'akach Ovim Migdolosai. A Nasi did a chait, a Melech did a chait, and then he became Ois Melech. So he still retained the same carbon. You go Basa the chait, Kayin Mashiach may be Par, V'anasi may be Sor. That difference, that a Kayin Gadol brings a Par, a Nasi brings a Sor, and as opposed to a Yachav which brings a Kisvei Seir as a Chatas, as long as the chait was done before they were Ois Kayin Mashiach or Ois Nasi, that's for sure. They still have that difference. They bring a par and a soir. However, Mashiach Shavim Shchasav Akachata, V'chein Nasi Shavim Glasav Akachata, if let's say the Kohen Gadol became Ois Kohen Gadol and then he did the chait, or Nasi became Ois Nasi, Melech became Ois Melech and then he did the chait, so in that case there's a difference. Kohen Mashiach may be par. Kohen Mashiach will still bring a par, even though the chait was after Avim Mashiach Hasei. But Anasi is kehedit. Anasi loses his din melech, and he would bring a kisvei seir like a hedit. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara brings a drasha to explain this chiluk between Kayin Mashiach and Anasi. And we'll see how this drasha stems with what we're about to say. But the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis, the Me'imi, the Rav, and others say that this Mishnah is underscoring a fundamental difference between the Kayin Gadol and the melech. A melech is only a melech as long as he's a melech. If he's not a melech, once he loses his malchus, he's ice melech. Mashenkin a kayim mashiach. The lashon of Rambam is, he's ayim mikdushasai, lefisha shaman and mishra shimshach by einem vatal maaseihu. The kedushas kayin gadol remains even after he's not a kayin gadol. A melech, when people don't listen to him, he's not a melech. Mashenkin a kayin gadol is always a kayin gadol. The shaman and mishra gives him an everlasting kedusha. As I state the Me'iri, and as I state the Rav, and L'chaya, it's often a Mishnah later. On Yid Aleph and Beis, it says, Ein ben kayim mishuach v'shem, Ein ben kayim mishamesh l'kayin sha'over. There's no chilah between a current kayin gadol and a past kayin gadol. Ela, parim mikipurim v'asir se'efa. The only difference is that the current kayin gadol, he's the one that's mechuyiv to bring the parim mikipurim. And he is the one that's mechuyif to bring every day a Siris Eifa. That's only the current Kohen Gadol. The past Kohen Gadol, the previous Kohen Gadol, does not bring a par of Yom Kippurim, and he does not have to bring a Siris Eifa every day. Amenchas Chavitim. V'zeh v'zeh shavim b'avaydis Yom Kippurim, u'metzuvan ala besula v'surim ala mana v'einim etam rekeveim v'leiparim machzirin eritzeach. L'gabi, all the other dini Kohen Gadol, and the Mishnah enumerates a bunch. First, only a Kohen Gadol could do Avodah on Yom Kippurim. The Kohen Sha'avah could also do Avodah on Yom Kippurim. And he's not allowed to marry anyone except for a Basula. He has a life to marry an Almana. He's not allowed to be Metame to any of his craven. And if he dies, the Ritzeach goes out of the Ir Miklat. So that Mishnah sounds clear that even after a Kohen Gadol is replaced, he's not the active Kohen Gadol, but he still has all the Dine Kohen Gadol. The only difference the Mishnah says is he doesn't have the Din of the chiyuv to bring a par Yom Kippurim, which has to come from the Kohen Gadol himself, or the chiyuv to bring a Siris Seifa, a Minchas Chavitim. And the chari, that would also explain why the Kohen Shaver would still bring a par Al Kol Mitzvahs, why he would still bring a par Kohen Mashiach instead of a Kisvei Seira. And like the Keren Arya points out, the Yushalmi says it's pretty mafurish. The Yushalmi on the Mishnah says that a Kohen Gadol shechalka shechata malkan eisev ein mavir eisev migdolase, a Kohen Gadol does something wrong, you give him malchus, but he remains a Kohen Gadol, and he brings the pasuk ki shemen mishchus alakav olav ma'ani b'kdushasi af aram b'kdushasi. And the Yushalmi sounds like it's saying that that's the reason for the Mishnah. That's why he still has a din to bring a parakai Mashiach, because he still has all the dinei Kohen Gadol. Now, we'll speak a little bit later, so why did the Gemara have to have a drasha for this? The drasha, the Gemara seems to say, is dafka lagabe the din of parakayim Mashiach. That that by Parakayim Mashiach, the fact that he was once a Kayin Gadol will give him the din of Parakayim Mashiach. L'chaya, the way we're saying it now, the fact is he's still a Kayin Gadol. So that we'll speak about soon. The Karanari actually asks this Kasha, and the Chazanish will speak about it. But L'chaya, the way we're saying, the Pshat in the Mishnah is, and as I state in the Perish Mishnah, the Rambam, and the Rav, and the Me'iri, and the Yerushalmi, and as I L'chaya state in the Mishnah later, that a Kayin Mashiach Sha'avar is still a Kayin Gadol. He is a Kayin Gadol. He never loses his Din Kayin Gadol, even though he's Avar. So the Achreinim asks the Kasha on Taisus and Yuma Daf Yibayz and Yibayz. Also, the Ritva there says the same shtickle. The Gemara there says like this. When you have a Kayin Gadol on Yom Kippur, which had a psul, right? The Mishnah there says, Maskinin Kayin Gadol Acher Shemir by psul. Let's say that's what happened. The Kayin Gadol on Yom Kippur became Tameh, he couldn't do the Aveda, so they had another Kayin Gadol replace him. So, what happens after Yom Kippur? So, Zemachleik is Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Meir says, the first one resumes his Kayin Gadol activities, just because he became Pasul on Yom Kippur, he doesn't get knocked out, he's still the full Kayin Gadol. And the second one is all Dinei Kuna Gadayla, which the Chayav Vaita sounds like the same Yisayid, even though he's not the active Kayin Gadol, but he has all Dinei Kuna Gedayla. The first one is the official Kayin Gadol, and the second one also has all Dinei Kuna Gedayla. Rabbi Yasi says the first one comes back, and the second one cannot do the Aveda altogether. He can't do the Aveda as a Kayin Gadol, and he cannot do the Aveda also as a Kayin Hedid. He can't wear 8 Begadim and do the Aveda. He can't do that. And he also can't wear 4 Begadim and do the Aveda. And why is that? So Rabbi Yasi explains, he can't be a Kayin Gadol, because Mishum Eva. It's going to cause jealousy, it's going to cause hatred. The original Kayin Gadol is going to see him as a competition. He's going to come into the Beis HaMikdash and do Aveda with his Cheshin and his Eifed and his Me'il and his Tzitz. It's going to cause problems. So we do not want him to be a Kayin Gadol. But he also cannot come in and work as a Kayin Hedid, because Malim B'Kaydish Ve'im Eridin. Once he was a Kayin Gadol, he had his stint as a Kayin Gadol, that Yom Kippur, that the original Kayin Gadol had a psul. So, he cannot be any more a Kayin Hedit. So, Taisus asks Akasha that if you're going to say the only reason why he can't be a Kayin Gadol, he can't be Eivet as a Kayin Gadol, is Mishum Eva, that sounds like Midai Aisa, he's a Kayin Gadol. And the Rabbanu wa Mesakin, that he should not actively be a Kayin Gadol, he shouldn't come into the base of Mikdash with his big day Kayin Gadol, because that will cause Eva, but really he's a Kayin Gadol. So Eva Zoi, why do you have to say that he can't be a Kayin Hedit because of Malam Mekaydish Ve'im Eridin? Typically, he happens to be a Kayin Gadol. A Kayin Gadol that wants to do Aveda with 4 Begadim is a Mechusa Begadim. He's a Kayin Gadol. He can't be a Kayin Hedit because he's not a Kayin Hedit. He is a Kayin Gadol. He can't do the Aveda as a Kayin Hedit because that's the problem of Mechusa Begadim. Why do we have to come on to the din of Malam Mekaydish Ve'im Eridin? As I affect Taisa Kasha. Emphatizes, and he brings the Yerushalmi, because a Kayin Gadol is Mismane B'peh or Mistalek B'peh. A Kayin Gadol could get fired. And L'chayri means, and as I state in the Ritva B'emes and Mefurish, explains L'chayri, it's the same Teretz, that Azai, about this guy doesn't have an Eitzah. Here he was, the Kayin Gadol on Yom Kippur, and now what should he do? Chazal don't want him to come into the Beis HaMikdash anymore to be Eivet as a Kayin Gadol. But on the other hand, he can't be Eivet as a Kayin Hedit. He is a Kayin Gadol. The Teretz says, we have an Eitzah. Let's make him Eis Kayin Gadol. A Kayin Gadol is Mistalek, Mismanah B'peh, Mistalek B'peh. We can make him Eis Kayin Gadol. And if we remove him from the status of Kayin Gadol, he'll be able to be Eivet as a Kayin Hedit. On that basis, he said, no, do not do that because Malam Mekaydish Ve'im Eridin. Ad kan the shtickel from Taisus and the Ritva. So the Karen Eri here, and the Turi Evin in Megillah Daf Tes, and the Gvur Sari, mamish exactly the same shtickel in Yuma Daf Yudais, the same Mechaber, they ask on Taisus from our Sugi here in Arius. They say, you see clear from here that a Kayim Mashiach Sha'avah still brings the parakol mitzvahs. You see also that he's Mitzuva and Basula, and he's also Baal Mana, and he's also Timotayim for Kraven, even though he's Avar. So it doesn't shtim with what Taisa says. He's mistalik, mismanav ben, mistalik ben. It doesn't shtim. You see that once a Kohen Gadol, he'll remain a Kohen Gadol no matter what. So they have Taisa's very shrey, the much abyssal. What's takip shati? Yushalmi l'chaya, Taisa brings you Yushalmi, is mistalik ben, mismanav ben. And also, what taki do with the Gemara? Taisa asks, good, if he's going to be a Kohen Gadol no matter what we do, so why do we have to come on to the din of Malam Makaydi Shem Eridin? Typically, he happens to be a Kohen Gadol. He can't do that right of a Kohen Hedi because it's Mechasu Begadim. So they much with it, the Terevin says maybe that the din of Malam Makaydi Shem Eridin is the din that says that he cannot become Eis Kohen Gadol no matter what you do. And the Yushalmi just means that he won't be the active Kohen Gadol, but he still would have Uldine Kohen Gadol. But these Achreinim, the Karen Ayram, and the Terevin, the Kvur Sari, they seem to them on that there's no such thing as firing a Kohen Gadol, there's no such thing as making someone ice Kohen Gadol, it's impossible. Dosh Deit and Asugya, and you have to know what's the pshat that Rabbi Yossi had to say, Malam HaKadosh Shem Eridin, typically, that he can't, there's no way you can make him ice Kohen Gadol. So Avadi, you can't do that right of a Kohen Hedit. And the Yushalmi of Mistalk, Mismanu Peh, Mistalk Peh, also they have to mutch you with, that maybe it doesn't mean that he won't become Eis Kohen Gadol, he just won't be the active Kohen Gadol. But I found three Mahalchim in the Achreinim had to answer this stira. Had to answer this stira that Benigeya, Par of Kohen Mashiach, Benigeya the Muzra al Basula v'chuli. We find that once he's a Kohen Gadol, even after he's Avah, he remains with the Dine Kohen Gadol. How that stems with the Taisus and Yuma that says that no, that a Kohen Gadol could be Mispanim bepeh, mistalik bepeh, and then it would seem from Taisus he would lose the Dine Kohen Gadol. So here are the three Mahalchim. One is the Chsam Sefer. It's in the Chuvus Chsam Sefer Yeridayas Simen Hei. And also the Aderes in the Chedushim here on Harius also is Mechavim to it. They say there's a chilik between a Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishcha and a Merubah B'Gadim. All the Kohen Gadols until Yeshua were Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishcha. Then the Shem and the Mishka was Nignas, and from then on they became, the way they became Kohen Gadol is on Yidei Ribu Begadim. So they say this din, that a Kohen Gadol remains a Kohen Gadol forever, is Dafka by Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishka. He will remain a Kohen Gadol no matter what, forever. That's the Chayit HaMashmoyis of the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis, that says, if he's a Shem and a Mishka Shanim Shavoy, ain't a Mevatel Maaseyu. Sounds like it's a din in the Shem and a Mishka. So you have to make an akimta. I mean, our Mishnah anyway is talking about Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka, because the Kohen Meshuach is dafka by Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka, the din of par al kol mitzvahs, like the Mishnah says in Yonalef and Midveis. Then a Karen Eri is bothered, so Kundesh Rabbi Meir holds that the din is also by Merubah B'Gadim, so then you're going to say that that won't apply by Avar, by Kohen Gadol She'Avar, if he became a Kohen Gadol Merubah B'Gadim. He says, nah, it's very shvei. The Mishnah says a klal. That once he's a Kohen Gadol, he always brings the power called mitzvahs. But I don't think that's so shred. This mishnah is not going like Gramei. The mishnah is going like the man the Amr, that you need a Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishka, and that would be Niskadish forever. And a Chanami, according to Rabbi Meir, the way the Chassam Sefer learns, since he was a Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishka, it's Tzdafka B'Shas that he has the Reba Begadim, then he's a Kohen Gadol, and he brings the power called mitzvahs. But when he loses the Reba Begadim, so then, he becomes Eis Kohen Gadol, he won't bring a parah kol mitzvahs. But this is the first malach, the two types of Kohen Gadols. The Kohen Gadol until Yeshua was Gainiz Hashem and Mishka, there Nimshach Hashem and Mishka, they will never become Eis Kohen Gadol. And the Yishalmi is talking about a Kohen that's Nimshach Hashem and Mishka. And that's the Pshat in Mishnah, Mashen Kain, the Taisus and the Ritva over there that says that a Kohen Gadol could be Nisman of a Peh, Mistalik of a Peh, and without the din of Malam B'Kadosh Shem Eridin, who would make him Eis Kohen Gadol, today he could do that Veda V'Kohen Hedit, and so many wasn't Nimshach B'Shem and Mishka, after Yeshua Melech, there wasn't B'Shem and Mishka, he became the Kohen Gadol through Reba B'Gadim. The Chazon Ish says a more simple teretz. He says, like we said before, even if we're going to say the Kohen Gadol retains the Dine Kohen Gadol forever, but there is such a thing as being an active Kohen Gadol, and he's the one that brings the Asir Se'efa every day, and he's the one that brings the Pariyam Kippurim. He's the official Kohen Gadol. And there is such a thing as a Mashiach Shava. The Rambam's Lashon is that Mashiach Shava is because of Mum Aizikna. He has a Mum, so he can't do the Veid anymore. Well, he's old, he can't do the Veid anymore. So he's no longer the practicing Kohen Gadol. But Zag the Chazon Ish, no one ever was Mesalikim. no one ever fired him. No one ever gave an official making him Ois Kayin Gadol. So he has all Dine Kayin Gadol. Tosfos that says that a Kayin Gadol is Mispanim Bepev and a Stalik Bepev. That means if you do it officially, if you go and you make a Chalois, Tosfos says you need the Melech and the Bezdin HaGadol and the Echav HaKayinim, whoever's in charge, and they say, you're Ois Kayin Gadol. So that's it. Then he loses all Dine Kayin Gadol. There's no such thing. He can marry an Almana. He could be metame to his kraven. He's a kain. He can't be metame to everyone. He can metame to his kraven. And he won't bring a parakol mitzvahs. But that's not the case in the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah Meshurk Sha'avar is that no one ever was mesalakin. So Lefila has an issue. You say the davar is like this. It's not the pshat that the Kedusha's kain gadol could never be batal. The Rambam is not mashma that way. The Rambam says a nusach e efshishet is batal. The Rambam and Pirish Mishnais. But the Fina Chazish Mahalach, the Fitaisa send the Ritva, it could be Nizmato. You could be Mavato, the Kedusha of the Kayin Gadol. Just, that's not what a Meshuach Sha'avar is. A Meshuach Sha'avar is that they never were Mavato. The Karen Ariba warns this. The Karen Ariba warns this terrorist. He says it doesn't make sense to him. He says, first of all, if the Kayin Gadol is not a practice in Kayin Gadol, so why wouldn't they be Mavato him? Why wouldn't they be Mesalakim? And second of all, he says he's Mamela Mesulak. He's not there. He's Mamela Masulik. But to me, I don't hear the kasha so stark. First of all, why should they be Masalikim? Other Abba, the Gemara in Yuma is saying that Malam Makadish and Meridin. You don't, unless there's a special reason for it, you don't, generally speaking, make someone Ois Kayin Gadol, period. And he's not Mamela Masulik. He's Mamela Masulik, meaning he's Mamela Masulik that he's not the active Kayin Gadol. But the Kedusha's Kayin Gadol, that doesn't go off Mamela. It's a very geshmak of shad. It's just a pirush mishnayis ram is not mash that way. It's mash mitzi'ef sheshet is battle. So you could say like the chsam sefer, that there's difference in shem and a mishcha, and merum begadim. But the chazanish is learning it is ef sheshet is battle. It's just you have to be mevatel it. In the Imre bin Yamin, the Yeshahari, the Imre bin Yamin, he says he has a ra'i to the chazanish of Ebeinu Chananel. Ebeinu Chananel, in the beginning of the second perik, it's printed on Daf Chesem and Aleph, he says that it's Einin Ehegas Zuay Ra El Bekayim Mashiach Levadai Avam Ru Begadim Aikishavar Ay Mashuach Mochamaloi. And this din is only by Akayim Mashiach itself, but Meru Begadim or Avar or Mashuach Mochamanat, a plea. Unless you magi it, you take out those words of Shavar, but the Mishnah says Mefurish it is made by Shavar. How could there be a Chal say it's not made by Shavar? It's a plea. But according to Chazanish, maybe it is what he means. The regular case of Avar Avad is not, because he's still a Kayin Gadol. He means, in the case where you Masulik Lagamri, Aydei Bezdin, then he becomes a Gans in the Hedyot. Still a little Sassim in Rebbeinu Chananel, but I'll go upon him. If you don't want to be Megir Rebbeinu Chananel, that's what you're going to have to say, and then it'll be a Raya to the Chazanish. So that's the second Mahalach. We have the Mahalach of the Chsam Sefer, that Meshuach Meshav Mishuach could never be in his battle, but Meru Begadim, you could be Mevatel at the Pet. And we have the Mahalach of the Chazanish that you could be Mevatel everything, but only if you Mevatel. Meshuach Shava means you weren't Mevatel it. He's just not the active Kohen Gadol because of Mum and Zikna. And I have a third Mahalach from Reb Chaim. It's brought in the Kisvei Agriz on Zvachim Daf Yechesim and Beis. That he says, and Kamat is what we're discussing the whole time, that there are two dinim in Kohen Gadol. He's bothered. What does it mean a Kohen Gadol is Nismana Bepev and Nistalik Bepev? He's not Nismana Bepeh. He's Nismana either Al-Yidei Shem and Amishcha, Tal Yeshio, or he's Nismana Al-Yidei Riba Begadim. He's not Nismana Bepeh. What does it mean? He's Nismana Bepeh and Nistalik Bepeh. It's a Pella. I was like, there's two dinim in Kohen Gadol. There's the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. And that the Kedushas Kohen Gadol doesn't come Bepeh. It comes Al-Yidei Meshicha Riba Begadim. And the Kedushas Kohen Gadol, and he's learning now like the Ksam Sefer, even if it came by the Riba Begadim, can never go off. He'll always remain, he'll always have the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. Now there's a Sveita Din. There's the Minoy. There's the Minoy, the official appointment that he's the Kohen Gadol, he's the official Kohen Gadol. That's a Sveita Din. That's Bepeh, and that's Nostalic Bepeh. He could lose the Minoy. Now to me it seems that everyone holds that way. Everyone holds he could lose the Minoy of Kohen Gadol. But that's what it means. Ein bein meshuach Amen Kain Meshamish, the Kain Sha'omar, Elapayim Kumi Sirius Eifer, that says Yan Alpha Mbez. Is the Kain Meshamish, that he's the active Kain Gadol, and there's the Kain Sha'omar, he's the non-active Kain Gadol. So the Chayit, it means he doesn't have the Minoy. Now, Chayim is being Mechadish two things. Chayim is being Mechadish that this din of Nismana Bepeh and Mestalik Bepeh is Alts Benigeya, the Minoy of being the active Kain Gadol. And then Reb Chaim is also mechadish that the din of Shmoyne begadim and Dala begadim, that's not totally in the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. That's totally in the meaning of the Kohen Gadol. So Reb Meir says that in the case we had another Kohen Gadol, so good. So now they're both Kehanim Gedolim. No one's a Kohen Sha'avar. They're both Kehanim Gedolim. So they're both Mishamish with Shmoyne begadim. Now Shengen Reb Yisrael's no. You can't have them both as Kainim Gadolim, because Mishameva. But you can't make him Ois Kain Gadol, this haste. You can't remove his Minui of Kain Gadol. That's Mal Mekadish Emerid. But the Kedush of Kain Gadol anyway can't be bottled. That Bechlal can't be bottled no matter what. Saim Meshulch Mechama, I'm Saim Meshulch Shem Nemishcha, and Saim Meru Begadim. You cannot be Mevatel the Kedush no matter what. Taisus that's saying this Manu Peh Vistalak Peh means he loses the Minui of Kain Gadol. Now, by losing the meaning of Kohen Gadol, that alone would give him a din to Meshamesh B'dal B'gadim, because the din of Shmoyne B'gadim is also been gave the Minoy, not been gave the Kedusha. So Agamar, Parkai Mashiach, the Muzer al-Basula, the Yisrael Mana, the Yisrael Tumma to Kraven, that's all the Kedusha to Kohen Gadol, that'll have forever. And no one could take that away from him. Mashen Kain, the din of Shmoyne B'gadim, that's telling the Minoy, that if you make him ois kain gadol alts the minoy, he's misnane bepev and a stalak bepev, so he'll be able to be ayvah bedal begadim. You just don't do it because the malam bekaydesh ve'im eviden. So could they see mahalchem? The chazanish holds you could always be mafkir the kedusha of the kain gadol. That's pshat in Taisus and Yuma and Ridva. You could always be mafkir the kedusha of the kain gadol. It's just you have to actually do it. Meshurach shavah means no one bother doing it. But if they want, they could be mafkir the kedusha of the kain gadol. He's saying by everything, Saim Meshuk Vishav and Mishka, Saim Rub Begadim. The Rambam says not the way Lechai. The Rambam says the Efshe Shematuk Tshasai. We said maybe Ben Echanano holds like the Chazinish. We have the Mahalach of the Chsam Sefer and the Aderis, that it depends. Meshuk Vishav and Mishka, that, those Kedushas forever. Mashenke and Rub Begadim, that Kedusha you could remove from him. And we have the Mahalach of Reb Chaim, is that you can't remove any Kedusha from him, not by Meshuk Muhammad, not by Rub Begadim. You cannot. I mean, I'm sure we're saying the Mishkan, not by Rub Begadim. You can't remove the Kedusha from a Kohen Gadol, period. But you could remove the Minoy. And the din of Shmoyne Begadim is totally in the Minoy. Now, we had mentioned before the Kasha of the Keren Ayur, and the Chazanish also stells on it. If this is true, that the Kohen Gadol will remain a Kohen Gadol even after he's Avar, whether it's because he's Meshuach B'Shem and Mishkan like the Chsam Sefer, or whether it's because no one ever took off the Kedusha like the Chazanish, or whether it's that you can't take off the Kedusha, you can only take off the Minoy, like Reb Chaim. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says that you learn that from the Pasuk V'hikrav al-Chatasai, to tell you that even he's made V'tasai Misha'avar. And the Gemara says, why? Let's learn that from Nasi. If Nasi brings B'shigas Maisa, he doesn't bring Misha'avar. So Mashiach doesn't bring B'shigas Maisa, only on Helam Dover B'shigas Maisa, Kol Shkein. So Mele Vikav Chatasai tells you he's made Vikhtasai Misha'avar. And why do you make Havachayim the other way? If a Kohen Gadol, which does not bring on Shigas Maisa, brings Misha'avar, so Nasi, which does bring on Shigas Maisa, so Kol Shkeni should bring Misha'avar, Tamalei Masha Nasi Yechtek Shunasi in Kishuhed Yitloi. Why is the Gemara trying to learn out Nasi from Kohen Gadol, or Kohen Gadol from Nasi? Mechay the Chalak Biki Yisei Dinam. A Kohen Gadol is still a Kohen Gadol after he's Avar. A Nasi is not. Dosh Teit in the Rambam. And you can't say that you learn out from these Pesukim that din. Because this Kal V'Chayme that you're saying, that a Nasi brings in Shigas Maisa, so Mela Kal V'Chayme, he should bring on a Misha Avar. And a Kohen Gadol does not bring a Shigas Maisa, so Kal V'Chayme should not bring Misha Avar. That has nothing to do with the fact, does he remain a Kohen Gadol or not? If the Yisayda Davar is neither the Kohen Gadol nor the Nasi remain a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi after they're fired. Now, Kohen Gadol has a din that since he once was a Kohen Gadol, so Me'elah for the rest of his life, he brings the Parakai Mashiach because he once was a Kohen Gadol. Vashenken and Nasi doesn't have that din. So now we understand the Gemara. If Kain Gadol has that din, why shouldn't the Nasi have that din? If a Nasi doesn't have that din, Kavachayim and Kain Gadol shouldn't have that din. We understand the Gemara. But if the Chilik is, like the Rambam says in Pirish Mishnayis, that a Kain Gadol remains a Kain Gadol after his Avar, the way we were Ma'arich, and a Melech is not a Melech anymore. So what's the drasha? What's the whole Gemara, Pella? So the Chazon Ish says like this. The Chazon Ish says it must be that Kimle Lashas, that he remains the Kedushas Kohen Gadol after his Avar, that can't be a Sibur why he brings a Par. Because the aside why the Kohen Gadol brings the Par, the Gemara Nemdom was Avada because of his Minui. It's because of his position, not because of his Kedusha. You lost the position, you don't have a Sibur to bring the Par. So a Melech, Kohen Gadol is the same as a Melech. Even though the Kohen Gadol will retain the Kedusha no matter what, the Chazon Ish's sheet is until someone goes and removes it from him, but that's not the reason why he brings the carbon. The reason why he brings the carbon is because he once had the position. Because you need the position to bring the carbon. Now the Chazon Ish holds that that's not a stira to his yesod, that the Chazon Ish holds that if they do remove the Kedusha from him, it becomes Eis Kohen Gadol, and then he already brings a regular kisra seira like any hedyot. Because he says like this, the pshat is if you make him a new person, you make him Eis Kohen Gadol, so then the previous position has no effect b'chlal. It's gone. By Melech not, because the Melech b'yisayit is no difference. The Melech, the whole thing is the Minui, but he's ready to be a Melech just now, just as before. Happens not to have the Minui, but since he once had the Minui, so that's what the Gemara was darshening, that should make him, that he should have the carbon, it should be the same as Kohen Gadol. But a Kohen Gadol ain't a chinami. He needs the Minui to bring the carbon. And when he doesn't have the Minui, so it's the same issue as by Nasi, that it would have to be the previous Minui, which is Mechayev him the carbon. But that's only Kol Zman he has the Kedusha. When he doesn't have the Kedusha's Kohen Gadol, Yemesalakim Bepeh, then he's complete Hedyet. The fact that he originally had a position has no bearing. That's the Chazon Ish's Mahalach. But Kemuvim, we said, it's not like the Rambam and the Rav and the Meiri that explained that is the site of the chilatin Kohen Gadol and Melech, that Kohen Gadol remains the Kohen Gadol even after this offer, and Melech does not. Has a shtim with the Gemara that's making these drushes that have a kal v'chaymer from a Kohen Gadol to a Melech to a Kohen Gadol. I saw in the Malbim, I think what he's saying is, because he's teaching the drusha, it's a shver drusha, why is Ashech, the hikuv al chatasai, how is that malam and shemevi chatasai mishavar? Why? What's al chatasai have to do with that? So he says, if shots like this, without the hikuv al chatasai, we'd have a havamina, that the reason why the Kohen Gadol brings the chatas is not because of his kedusha, it's because of his minui. And then we would learn out from Nasi, that once the minui is gone, and Nasi Yisiko says, Asher Nasi Echta, he has to be a Nasi B'Shas Lechet, that once the minui is gone, he loses that din. But al chatasai teaches you al chatasai, it's nothing to do with the minui, it has to do with him, it has to do with his kedusha. His kedusha, the Mela, that his kedusha is even afterwards. So Lefi the Malbim, the Gemara is goofa discussing what's the pshat in the carbon. The Havamina, to learn out from Nasi, is that the pshat in the carbon is the Minui. And Mimela, just like by Nasi, when the Minui is gone, you don't have it. Who would then by Kohen Gadol, when the Minui is gone, you don't have it. But the Al Chatasai teaches you that no, the pshat in the carbon is the Kedusha, and the Kedusha remains forever. That's the Sugya. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chotu Ashle Nismana Vakach Nismana Reilu Kedyaitis. If either the Melech or the Kohen Mashiach did the Chet while they were headed, before they became a Melech or a Kohen Mashiach, and now they're a Melech and a Kohen Mashiach, but the Chet that they did was the Chet they did beforehand, Reilu Kedyaitis, they have the din of a Hedyait, and they would just bring a Kisvis Ira, the Kohen Gadol would not bring a Parakohen Mashiach, he doesn't have the dinim that you need shingas helam davrim shingas maisa as a regular din of edyot. You go bust to the chait. If the chait was when he was a kohen mashiach or a melech, and even though now he's no longer a kohen mashiach or a melech, so there you bring the carbon like a kohen mashiach or a melech. Hashem, in the other way, if the chait was when he was before chadu achleinus manu, so he has a regular din of edyot. Rav Shimon Eimer, im noidelemach loinis manu chayavim. If, let's say, the yediyah was also then, so the chiyav was, based on both the chait and the yediyah, that both were when there's a head yitz, even though now he's a melech, it doesn't matter. Was there any chal v'chalois chiyav on the head yitz? Mashen ken, if the yediyah wasn't there. If the yediyah was only after it was nismanu, so even though the chait was when they were a hedit, but since the yediyah was when they were melech or a kohen gadol, so mameli you can't bring either carbon. As Masber Rashi, that Rav Shimon holds his two elements as two ingredients for the chiyuv, the chait and the yediyah. So if the chait is one carbon and the yediyah is a separate carbon, so you don't have both ingredients for this carbon. You also don't have both ingredients for the other carbon. You don't have both ingredients for the kisvah seira. You don't have both ingredients for the parakai mashiach on the seir nasi. So melech potter. So Rashi says, who adin, Reb Shimon would argue on the Reisha. The Reisha says, al kapana v'kai mashiach not, because kai mashiach remains a kai mashiach even after he's over. But by a nasi, which does not remain a nasi after the nasi was over, but the Mishnah says, nevertheless, if a nasi did a chait while he was a nasi, and then he was avar, because the chait was while he was a nasi, so memela, he brings the sair. Rav Shimon would argue on that as well. Rav Shimon would say that you go basa the chait and the yediyah. So if the yediyah was when he was a nasi, senechanami was already nishlam the chiyuv of a sair. So even though now he's a head, he'll bring a sair. But if the yediyah was afterwards when he's a head, yet again it won't be able to mitzayir if the chait and the yediyah and be potter as well. Dashtein Rashi, Dashtein Taizer Rosh, Dashtein Rabbeinu Yenison. That's what the older Reb Shimon. Lamais in the Yerushalmi, Eifenart, that brings a machlokes. Yerushalmi says that Chavraya Omar, the reason for Reb Shimon is because Gdula Mechaperis. So any chait that was done before he became a Nasi, becoming a Nasi, or becoming a Kohen Mashiach, is Mechaper on that chait. I mean, if you have the idea, so it's already chal the carbon, you don't say gdula mechaperis vaishtais. But if you don't have the idea, it wasn't chal the carbon, so the carbon can't be chal because gdula mechaperis. The gdula becoming a nasi or kai mashiach is mechaper on the chait. And then it says, Rabbi Yossi says, no, the reason is because you need yediyah and chata. The Gemara says, my benayu, the Shalmi says, and the Gemara says, the Shalmi answers, the resh of the Mishnah. If you hold this as gdula mechaperis, so then the other way, Rav Shimon's maskim, they would bring the carbon, I'll be the shas achet. Shimon's maskim, you only need one ingredient for the chi of carbon, the chet. But he holds gdula mechaperis. So if the melech did the chet while he was a melech and then became a head, you don't have gdula mechaperis. So Shimon would hold that he'd bring a sar nasi. Mashenkin, if you hold, you need the idea of a chata in the same chiv. So then, like Rashi and the Taizer Rosh and the Rishayim say, so who would then Rav Shimon argue on the Reisha if the Chait was when he was a Melech and the Yediyah was when it was Avar? So Achrayna point out that the Bavli, the Gemara earlier on Daf Gimel Med Aleph, by the case of Merubim V'Nisnatu, where the Gemara Shtel Su Rav Shimon to that case, where let's say Rav Tziba did the Chait, but by the time they found out about the Chait, it wasn't Rav Tziba anymore. And there the Gemara says, Rav Shimon holds Chata the Yediyah Bayi. It's mavur, nothing to do with gedula mechaperis. The Gemara tells it to the Rav Tziba. There's no gedula there. Just stand the yichata v'yadiyah. Also, there's a whole sugi in ksuvis. Daf memheim in beis lagabi the nara merasa that became a begaris as it changed the misa. And the Gemara also tells Rav Shimon if things change. So you see from the Bavli, both early in Daf Gimel and Aleph and in ksuvis Daf memheim in beis that the yisoid of Rav Shimon is not al gedula mechaperis. It's also yichata v'yadiyah. That's why the Rishonim say that the Rav Shimon argues on the Reisha, like the Yishalmi says, if you need chata v'yediyah, Rav Shimon would argue on the Reisha. And now, one more nekuda from the Gemara a little bit later. The Gemara says, Taner Abanan, towards the end of Daf Yudim and Aleph, Ashenasi yechda prat l'chayla. It used to be a nasi lafuke achayla. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Mishnav l'chayla ilchayla misyusei. If he's a chayla, it means he's not a nasi, he can't be a melech if he's sick. It's lafuke a nasi that got saras, shenema ve'nagishem as a melech, ve'imitzar yim, ve'isay, ve'yeshu ve'beis ha'chushvis. Then he was free. That Uzziah a melech became a mitzarah, and he became free. And the Gemara goes into it that being a melech is being an eved, not being a melech is becoming free. So the Gemara is mavur that the time that he's a mitzvah is not a melech. Now the Netziv points out, why did the Braisa say prat lechaylo, prat lenitzdari, like the Gemara explains? Why not prat lenasi shavar? Because in the pasuk is not mavur this yisayid that by tzaras he becomes other from the melchus. So all you see in the pasuk is if he's ais melech, then he has to bring a carbon. Why do I bring it in prat lemitzayra? Stam to tell you the din that mitzayra becomes ais melech. It should say it din halach stam that melech shenitzdari becomes ais melech. Vasatis mit the pasuk. So the Netziv learns that Vadi is a melech, and we spoke about this on the share earlier in the Aftes. Now, but Payal, he's not a melech. He could have a melech sha'avah, which is no longer a melech. He's not a melech b'chlal. He doesn't have a din melech. A melech that's tzaras has a din melech. He has a tayris melech. Navas, but Payal, he can't fear the melucha. We don't allow him to fear the melucha anymore. So does state a chiddush in the pasuk that even though he really is a melech, he's just not practically on top of it anymore. He's not practically in charge. That also he doesn't have the din of bringing a sar. That in order to bring a sar, not only do you have to have a din melech, but you have to be practically in charge. We said only in the Aftesh from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish Nemdan, and we said over Rabbi Chanan also, in Kovet Sar Simen Hey, Nemzan, that even after the melech has tzaras, he still has a din of Gadleu Mishalechov. That's why he's Eina Bali De'anius. Hashur of Meisha, and Dibris Meisha in the first peg of Basra, Arachav Dalad, he says, he's Medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam brings the din of Melech Shenitzdara only here in Hilchos Gagas. He doesn't bring the din of Melech Shenitzdara in Hilchos Malachim. Chayar Shtarke Diuk, that's not the Pshati Be'etzim loses any of the Dinei Malchus. But Payal, you don't let him run the Medina anymore. It's not Allah and Hilchus Malchus. But Payal, you don't let him run the Medina anymore. Dem state the Braisa Chiddush, and even though Mitzad the Etzim Hilchus Malchus, he's still a Shaykh to be a Melech, but still, since he's Nitzdar and he's not Payal running the Malchus, that also makes him that he doesn't bring a Sayer. Beis Hashem, I'll speak about this a little bit more on Daf Yud Aleph. Now, one more Nekuda about the Sugya, is that Rashi says that this Gemara here in Daf Yud is arguing on the Gemara early in Daf Tes. The Gemara in Daf Tes said that a Melech doesn't bring a carbon oil of Yerid. So Gemara says, Shaila, what about a Melech Shenitzdara? So the Gemara says that even a Melech Shenitzdara is not Boli De'anius, so Memela, he won't bring a carbon oil of Yerid. So here the Gemara says when he's in Stara, he no longer brings a sword. And there the Gemara says that the Melech lets it Stara is still potter from carbon oil of Yerid. So it's a machlokes, the two Gemaras. So the Taiz Rosh, B'Shem the Ramah, and all the Achrenim, the Be'er Sheva, and the Harigever, and the Karanayram, and Kama other Achrenim asked, L'chari Tzapel the Rashi. And B'Yisek Lili said, a new Ptur, L'gabe carbon oil of Yerid, of Eina Boli De'anias. So that the Gemara asks by Mitzayra, which doesn't have a Din Melech, or not Bepoel at least, he can't fear the Malchus, does he also have the Ptur of carbon oil of Yerid? So the Gemara there says, we had different pshatim, but the Gemara there says, "Al kapanim l'fi Rashi's pshat that since his treasure house is still around, so he's vaytin eni boli de'anius. So memela dilachay de'gaza, he has to pay from his treasure house, and his treasure house is still around, and memela he's called eni boli de'anius and still have the ptur of carbon eil of yared. But that's because the ptur of carbon eil of yared is not totally in the etzim shem melech. The dur carbon eil of yared is totally eni boli de'anius." And Lamaisa, even though he has Saras, he's still called the name of Anias. But the Din Sar, that's Tali and then Melech. That's Tali Asher Nasi Yechti. He has to be a Nasi. And that the Gemara says, that once he has Saras, he's always Nasi, but Pearl he's not a Nasi, so he's parted from a Sar. What's main Rashi that the Sugis don't shtim? You look at the Mareme Sadr says the Teretz, the Chok Nasan says the Teretz, which is B'daychik, the Dibris Meisha that I mentioned in the Bava Basra. Aruch Avdalot says the Teretz. But I don't really understand the Teretzim so good. Vein kamakam laharech. L'maisa rei v'chreinim blayib with the Kasha and Rashi. And l'chayir dashtim. L'gabit a din of eina Baladanias, even though he's Mitzirah, he's called an Eina Baladanias, and Memela, he's spotted from Elavi Arid, Nashen Kane, the guy that didn't say that you needed to be a Melech. After he's a Mitzirah, he's not fearing the Malchus, he's not called a Melech. Now I want to go into one more Inyan on the Gemara and Amid Beis. On Nafyun Amid Beis, we have the Memra of Rav Nachum Beitzuk that said, G'dayla Averi Lashma, Mimitzah Shalai Lashma, Shnema Tavarech Minoshim, Yol Eishas Chever Akeni, Minoshim Ba'il Tavarech. That Yol Eishas Chever Akeni gets more of a bracha than the Noshim Ba'il. And who are the Noshim Ba'il? That's the Yemois. And they did a mitzvah. And the Gemara calls the mitzvah Shalai Lashma. And she did an Averi. She was Nivel to Sisra. Like the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yechon and Sheva B'ilos Ba'isa Rasha Ba'isa Shosh, Shem and Bein Regla Akar Nafal Shachat. And she did it Lishma because she was trying to get Sisra weak so she should be able to take the wooden peg from the tent and smash his head with it. So she needed to do that. So Mamela, that was important in order to save Klal Yisrael. So even though it was an Avera, but it was an Avera Lishma, and she gets the Gemal de Gisrael. So the Gemara asks, become a Sanya me Avera. She had an offer from the Avera. So the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yechon Shem Shem Yechai, Afilu Tavazim Shal Rishoam Roi Yetzel Tzadikim. Even something good from Rishoam is bad for Tzadikim. Tzadikim don't enjoy the benefit they get from the Rishoam. So there's a Taisa about this Gemara in a bunch of places in Shas, in Sanhedrin Ayin Dal Amid Beis, in Ksuvas Gimel Amid Beis, in Nozach Av Gimel Amid Beis, in Yevamis Kuv Gimel Amid Beis, and also in Yuma Pei Beis Amid Beis. And I'm going to stel zich more from Taiz and Yuma, because there he reads us the Yesh Mefarshim with more of a klarkeit than the other places. Now Taiz and Yuma Pei Beis Amid Beis brings the Yesh Mefarshim. What's the pshat in this Gemara's Kash and Taiz? What's the Kashish she had an off from that there? And the Teretz is, you didn't have enough, because there wasn't Shem Hashem Reitz of Tzadikim. What's the Kash and the Teretz? So Taiz and Yuma Pei Beis Amid Beis, he reads it us, the other places refer to this, that there's a Yesh Mefarshim, the Rishonim, that learned the pshat. That the Shaila is, since she's having an off from the Avera, so why isn't there a din that she's mechuyev, Yarek Val Yavar, to be Meisa Nefesh, not to do Eve Gilei Reis? We know there are three Averas of Yarek Val Yavar, Avede Zara, Gilei Reis, and Shvichas Domen. So the Chaya, she's doing Gilei Reis, she's married, she's Neshes Ish. So the Gemara's Kasha was, she had an off from the Avera, and the Mela, that should make that there should be no din, that there should be no Ptur of Einis. And she should have to be Meisa Nefesh to be Yarek Val Yavar. So now the Gemara says, no, there was no Ana, because Tevasa Shal Sham Ra'itz at Tzadikim. So Mel, that's how they answer. The Gemara in Sanhedrin asks the Kasha, how could Esther marry Achashverosh? It's for Hesya. But for Hesya, the din is that even by all Averis is a din of Yarek Val Yavar. So the Gemara answers, Afida Halacha, we say, Hanos Atz Mishani, it's only when the Meskavon La'Avirai, when the guy wants you, but Dafka to do an Avera, and there's 10 people, then there's a Din of Yarek V'Yavar. Mashen Kain, here, Achashverosh didn't want to be Mavari, it was Hanos Atz Mishani, so there's no Din of Fahesya. But Fragin the Rishainim, what happened to Din of Gilei Arayis? Forget about Fahesya. What happened to Din of Gilei Arayis? Gilei Arayis is Yarek V'Yavar. She was married to Mordechai. So Taisus always goes with the Yisai that a woman is not Mechuyiv of Yarek V'Yavar for Gilei Arayis. It's only Yarek Val Yavar, it's not Teyarek Val Tavar. Because since you learn out Gilei Arayis from Ritzicha, and Ritzicha, the only problem is, but Kumvaseh, when you have to actually kill someone, that you say, my Chozes. That you say that why should you kill him and save your life? My Chozes, and Mele, you're not allowed to. Mashiach and Sheval Tassit is no my Chozes. So Mele, killing is Dafka Kumvaseh. So Arayis is also Kumvaseh. And the Isha is doing it for Sheval Tassit, Karka Elup. And Mamela Ish is not Mechuyim V'Yarek Val Yavar. That's Seishu Shtikul. She's not Goyris Teharek Val Tavar. She's Goyris Yarek Val Yavar B'Nayim Mirasa. But apparently these Mepharshim hold that no, that even an Isha has a din of Yarek Val Yavar. But the reason why the Gemara didn't ask the Kasha of Esh is Gilei Arayis is because she didn't have a no. And this Gemara is Mevorah that when you don't have a no, there's no din of Yarek Val Yavar. That's the Shtikul from the Esh Mepharshim. So Taisus asks, Kama v'kama kushis on this pshat. He says, first of all, what's this thing that with Anana, it's not Gilei Arayis? With Anana, it's also Gilei Arayis. And Bia Shleika Daiko, also Nisha doesn't have Anana. And it's called Gilei Arayis. What's the difference if there's Anana, there's no Anana? And second of all, if Sisera wanted to force her to be Baal, so why is she praiseworthy? She didn't have a choice. He was threatening her life. Of course, anyone would do it. What's the Gdola Aveir Lishma that were praising y'all for doing an Aveir Lishma? She was forced to do it. She had to save her life. And third of all, he asks, Michlal, he never would have killed her. He needed her to save him. It wouldn't make any sense for him to kill her because he needed, he was conspiring with her, like the Psukim saved Mefur, she was colluding with her to save his life. He was telling her to run some interference for him and tell everyone that there's no one there and people won't know and she has to be in the tent. If she was dead, they'd come check the tent. So it's obviously he won't kill her. And Fakert, it's Mashmi Bechal didn't even want to be Boiler. She was the one who initiated the whole thing because she wanted that Dafka should be Boiler. That way she'll get weak so she'll be able to kill him. So Bechal has no shaykhus to Yarek Valyavar. So what is the pshat in the Gemara? So he said, the Gemara wasn't discussing why it was mutter for her to do it. The Gemara was discussing, why are you praising her so much? He's saying, Dola Aveir Lishma, more than if it's a Shlei Lishma. Where was Aveir Lishma? She was having an offerment. So now the Gemara says, it's not called an anah, even though, of course, there's some physical pleasure. But the pshat is, so it's not called that she had an anah. So maybe she could be praised for doing an Aveir Lishma. But Taisus doesn't explain so clearly. So what was the hetter to do what she did? Even though Taisus holds that by Isha you don't say Yarek Valyavar, but like Taisus says, she wasn't Einis Bechlal. She was the one who initiated it. So what was the hetter Bechlal? Taisus doesn't explain clearly. There's a night to be Yehuda, Yehudei Tinyana Simekufsa Mechalef. He brings a tshuva. He says he thinks it's from the tshuva's Beis Yaakov. There was a case where a group of men and women were going together in the way, and there were robbers that came and wanted to kill everyone, and one of the women came and started speaking to the head of the robbers, and she was very pretty, and she seduced him, and he ended up being boiler right there in the forest, and because of that, all the people were saved, and the Jewish Pesachim said she did the right thing. He paskin that she's also lebaila, just like you find that Esther that did it beratzayin, even though she did the right thing, was also lebaila. But to do gilai raya is to save people from getting killed is the right thing. And the Rebbe says it's incorrect. The psak is wrong. And Isha is not allowed to be mezayin in order to save people. Because even though the din is that Yarek Valyavar is Taisus holds that by Yarek, you don't say Yarek Valyavar by an Isha because it's karkoil, and that's only when she's being forced. But for her to initiate it, there is no karka ilum. It's regular gila rais, and it's yarek v'liyaver. And who then you can't do it to save other people? So what's takib shad in Esther? And who then l'chayri means what's takib shad in y'all? So he says there was at solus klal yisrael, the whole klal yisrael mehudu vat kush. The aimer made them at solus yichidim at solus klal yisrael minar v'zokim mehudu vat kush. V'sham hayir bahirayis merinchay beiz dinay v'ulay beruach hakaitish. Bir adover, there is no hetel halacha. Because the halacha is not mechalik between the matzel, a few people, and the matzel kol klal yisrael. There's no halacha that way. That's why the Gemara calls it aveir lishma. That's why he says you need the hayiras, ma'il chayi beizdinev, ulai bruach hakayit. I think the pshat is like this. The Nefesh HaChayim at the end of Shar Aleph says he is said that the whole din of aveir lishma can only be before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, even though the others kept the mitzvahs, that's only because there were gewaldig eskulis and kedusha nashpayis with each mitzvah. And the others knew the seidus and they understood by doing the mitzvahs they'll be able to tuav gewaldig ezachim. But let's say it came out that you could tuav gewaldig ezachim fakeber being over on the mitzvahs. So how do you do that? That's why Yaakov married two sisters, Ukadaima. And all that, he says, can work until Moshe Rabbeinu came and brought the Torah Laretz. Once the Torah's Laretz, we're completely bound by the Torah. Now, L'chaya Nefesh L'chaya Mishmer, because the Gemara says the words Aveir L'shma in reference to Yoel, who was after Matan Torah. So how could he say that Aveir L'shma is only until Matan Torah? So I think the pshat is that Nefesh L'chaya doesn't mean it as Mamish a Klal Gomer. He just means that B'derech Klal, almost always, 99.9% of the time, a person would have no right to be over on a halacha to be over on a din, al pi halacha, because of the gvaldiga eftu that will come out. Our job is just to do exactly what the halacha says, and mel ula tikkunim will happen by itself. But every once in a while, there comes a time where there is such a thing, that you taka over on the halacha, because that's the ratzon Hashem. There's no halacha of a state design, but that's the ratzon Hashem because of the eftu. Like atzolas kol klal Yisrael, that's a case like that. And could be attacking Nin, Ayras, Mordechai, Beis Dinei, V'ulai, Bruach, HaKadosh, like the Nei Buda says. And it could be that's what y'all also needed. Y'all was a big tzedekis, and could be she understood, however she understood, that this is what she has to do, to be over on the Torah, Kedei to Yimatzel Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's called an Aveira Lishma. If there was a Heter Api Halacha, it wouldn't be called an Aveira Lishma. It's not an Aveira B'chlal. The Torah says, Be'etzim is no Heter Api Halacha. Says an Aveira Lishma. Medem is also Miyushiv. So what's the Gemara's Kashva Kamisane Me'aveira? If there was a Din, a Heter, a Halacha, that she's allowed to be Oivim and Gilai Rayis in order to save Klal Yisrael. So what's the Kashva Kamisane Me'aveira? Vos Hishver? Even Taisa's kasha l'chayr is not so shver. So she had a no. She b'herchach had a no. But what's the kasha? It was something which she's mechievis to do. Al pi halacha, she's mechuyiv to do it. And she did it l'shem shemayim. She got a no. What's wrong? Why does it make it less of a mitzvah? But Terence says, this is the yisai by aveir l'shma. The Netziv says it in Chelek Beis Simen Tes. He says this yisai. He says, when someone wants to do an aveir l'shma, Mamashal, he wants to make machleikis on someone. Machleikis is an aveir, but he's doing a lishma, the cause is correct. He says, you need two things. Aleph, you need to make sure your cheshbon is richtig. You have to know that your cheshbon is richtig. If your cheshbon is wrong, even if you mean an entirely l'shem shemayim, but l'maisi, you're being makalkal, more than you're being masakin. All the l'shem shemayim in the world is not going to help for that. Now, if you the cheshbon is richtig, you need another t'nai. You need a t'nai that he shouldn't have an offer from it. Even if it means l'shem shemayim. Well, if l'maisi, he's having an offer from it, felt in the ganze aveir l'shma, not called an aveir l'shma. And the Yisaitis in this Gemara, also Rav Dessler brings it in Michtam Eliyahu Chela Gimel, page 149, for B'Sol Salanter. An aveir l'shma, that has to be not only that you have to know that in this case, it's kedai to do the aveir, that's agaret. And also, it has to be entirely l'shma. Aveir l'shma has to be entirely l'shem shemayim. Dosei chagiret. But there's another insight. If you're going to have a personal gain from it, there's atzmi is saying that, then it's not called aveir l'shma. Dosei garnished. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Hakiv mishabeicha, v'kamasani me'aveira. And like we're saying, the insight was an aveir l'shma. It wasn't material pi halacha. And then the Gemara's teretz says, no, there was no one, there wasn't shel ra'itzel tzadikim. That's the pshat in the Gemara, Alpitosis. I want to explain how the Yesh Mepharshim learned pshat. The Yesh Mepharshim saw in the pshat that there's a heter of Yarech Val Yavra because she's not being Masaneh Me'aveir. So Tosis asks, Kama Kushis, first of all, even without an Noah, you still have an Issa Gilei Arayis. Second of all, if the case here was that Sishu was forcing her, so what's the big shvach? She had to do it, she was being forced. And third of all, Sishu B'chlal wasn't forcing her. Other Rav, Sishu needed it to be alive. He certainly wouldn't threaten to kill her. She did what she did by her own initiative to save Klal Yisrael. So Vilchzogenazai. The Eishet Farshim didn't hold to this Yisai that we're dealing with an Aveir L'shma, Ayirah for Mordechai Beis Dinai, whatever it is, Alpiruach HaKadosh, to go and be Eiva and Alacha. The Eishet Farshim learned Kipshutai that what she did was Richtig Alpi Alacha. She wasn't denying this. So I don't understand Taisus Kasha so stark. Let's say you have a case where someone's coming to kill the Eden, and you want to save the Eden. So merely you invite him into a restaurant, and you eat a treif meal with him, and only would work if you eat the typhus also. Otherwise, it won't work b'chlal. But since you eat the typhus, so merely he's stuck in the restaurant, and merely Klal Yisrael gets saved, you're able to kill him because of that. Is there an issa to eat treif? Because in order to be goyim by eating the treif, the Klal Yisrael should be saved. Mechayr it's mutter, because since nevelos the treifus, since macholos asuris is not from the gimel chamurus, it's not yarek vel yavar. So even if it's your own initiative, but if that's what's necessary, that's what it takes to save the yid, even one yid. L'chari, that should be a mitzvah. That should be a heter. That's called pikuach nefesh is daicha. So if Gilei Arayis wouldn't be Yarek Val Yaper, so even though it was her initiative, she was the one, he wasn't interested in being Bailer, she was Mishtad Lasa Bidvarim to get it to be Bailer, and the reason is because she wanted him to be knocked out so she should be able to kill it. But that would be mutter, because you're doing it for Pikuach Nefeshes. Now the cash is, since Gilei Arayis is Yarek Val Yaper, so Gilei Arayis is not Nilchem Pikuach Nefeshes, so mainly you can't be either Gilei Arayis or Pikuach Nefeshes. And the Eishu Farshim held, that's Tiarek Val Taver. Even the Eishu, which is Karka Elam, Koshkin here, where you wouldn't really have the Heter of Karka Elam, which would only apply if the man initiates it, like Taisa says. But the Eishu Farshim Chal didn't hold the Heter of Karka Elam. So Mela, the Gemara Kasha, that how could she go be over Gilei Arayis in order to save Klal Yisrael, if Gilei Arayis wasn't Yarek Val Yaver, so it would be Mutter. But since Gilei Arayis is Yarek Val Yaver, so she can't be over Gilei Arayis to save Klal Yisrael. So if Dev Zok the Gemara Gvaldagi Yisayit Lefidi Yesh Mefarshim, that the Din Gilei Arayis, that's Yarek Val Yaver, is Dafka when she has a no. Avada the Etzim is the Gilei Arayis is even without a no. That's why the Gemara asked for Esther for Hes Yehavya, even though there was no Hano. There isn't a Veira of Gilei Arayis even without a no. But the Din of Yarek Val Yaver is only with a no. And you could be Matimit, as Ivy Taisa says, you need a Maisam. So the Yesh Mefarshim say, that the Hana is considered like a Maisa. So even though the Isha is not actually doing a Maisa, but since she's being Nana, it's considered like a Maisa. Mashenkin, if the Isha wouldn't be Nana, so that wouldn't be called a Maisa, so Mamela, there wouldn't be Din of Yarek Val Yaver. So the Mara's Kasha was, how could she be over on Gilei Arayis to save Klal Yisrael, Gilei Arayis is the Yarek Val Yaver? And are you going to say that there's no Maisa but a Kamasani Meveir, that no has a Chshivus of a Maisa? And that the Gemara answers, no, there was no Ano. By Tzadikim, there's no Ano. Tevazah Shoshar writes a Tzadikim. So it comes out of Chiddush, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, that's what they're saying. That by Tzadikim, that don't have Ano, Avad, there's an Issa Gilei Arayis, but there's no Din Yarek Val Yaver Gilei Arayis. But Taisa's Kasha, so Taisa's Kasha that, even though there's no Ano, there's an Issa Gilei Arayis Avad, but there's no Yarek Val Yaver, because not considered a Maisa. And Taisa's Kasha was that she wasn't being Nenas, Avad, she wasn't being Nenas. But the Pshat is, once there's no Din Yarek Val Yaver, she's allowed to even do it L'chatchila, because it's Pikuach Nefesh, which is being Deicha, the Aveira. If Al Yidei doing an Aveira, you could save Klal Yisrael, you could save the Yid, and the Aveira is not Yarek Val Yaver, so then it's mutter to do in order to save the Yid.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.